The FBI claimed in court yesterday that a man who would have been the 20th hijacker on September 11th tried unsuccessfully to enter the United States through an association with an Indonesian man who lives in Northern Virginia. Of the four planes that were hijacked, three had five hijackers aboard, one had only four. The Indonesian man, Agus Budiman, was linked to the hijackers in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Reporter Brooke Masters of the Washington Post writes about the Budiman court appearance in this morning's paper. And Brooke Masters, first, who is Agus Budiman?
He's a man who lives in Virginia and had come there from Germany where he studied, and he's a takeout taxi driver. And he was in court because he was charged with identification document fraud. He helped a friend who did not live in the United States obtain a U.S. driver's license through the state of Virginia.
And what are his alleged connections to the hijackers?
Well, the FBI agent said in court that while in Hamburg, he was living and studying there at the same time as Mohammed Atta, who was the believed ringleader of the hijacking, and that he and Atta knew each other well enough that he helped Atta move. And he talked to Atta at length, and Atta told him that he blamed the United States for most of the wars in the world.
What about the FBI's thesis that he somehow was the connection through whom the would-be 20th hijacker was trying to get into the U.S.?
The connection is that Ramzi Benalshib, who's currently on the lam and wanted in Germany, used Mr. Budiman's address on his application for a U.S. visa. The application was denied, so he did not make it into this country.
But Mr. Budiman was actually being held in connection with false DMV documents in Virginia. And he appeared in court, and I gather his court-appointed lawyer was as surprised as anyone that this was a case related to September 11th.
Apparently, Greg English, who was his appointed attorney, said he had spoken to his client beforehand, but only briefly. And as they were going through what's called the detention hearing, which is where the United States asked for a suspect to be detained, the FBI agent, Jesus Gomez, started to outline these connections as a good reason for detaining Mr. Budiman, and Mr. English was just completely flabbergasted and basically said to the judge, no, stop. He said, I can't in good conscience represent someone who may have had something to do with terrorist attacks. Mr. English is a former Army officer, and I believe his wife was in the military, and they, I believe, lost friends in the Pentagon. I mean, I have to say I've been covering courts for years, and I've never seen anything like that.
Now, this business of Virginia DMV ID cards, at least, I believe, seven of the hijackers got Virginia DMV ID cards, even though they really weren't residents of Virginia. Is Mr. Budiman conceivably at the center of that idea, that this is the state in which one would easily get legal ID in the U.S.?
We don't know. There's certainly nothing in the public record that suggests that connection. But Mr. Budiman was accused of doing it a full 6 months before the hijackers came to the Washington area. And we do know that although the hijackers were staying in Maryland, they crossed the Potomac and got their DMV ID cards from Virginia because they knew it was easy to get. Certainly if he was in contact with them when they were in this country, it would make sense that he would suggest to them this is a good way to get an identification card.
Mr. Budiman allegedly knew Mohammed Atta. People aren't saying he allegedly helped plan the hijackings. I can see where a complaint of guilt by association would be made on his behalf, that everybody who ever had a conversation about politics in the world with Mohammed Atta can now be put in jail for a few weeks.
Well, we don't know everything the FBI has on him because the hearing was interrupted. It's possible they have more. Based on what was said in court, it does sound a bit like it could be guilt by association. But, you know, I would be loath to dismiss what the FBI has before I've heard it.
Well, Brooke Masters, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Reporter Brooke Masters of the Washington Post spoke to us from Alexandria, Virginia. Agus Budiman's next hearing will be on Thursday.